Genitals in Dinnerware, written by Christina Curtin, September 19, 2024. When I drive Scarlett to school, she always likes to put on Spotify and listen to songs. When doing so, she makes it a point to sign out of my account because typically what's playing is either a podcast or nursery rhymes for Marina. These do not go along with her vibe. The other day when I got into the car, my phone automatically hooked up and began playing one of my audio episodes of the blog I've been recording. I was listening to them to make sure I didn't have any errors in the first few episodes. The one that happened to come on is my post I wrote years ago about finding out about the menstrual cup. It's aptly called, Put a Cup in Your Vagina. As soon as she heard my voice read out the title, she looked at the screen to see what was playing. In typical teenager fashion, she rolled her eyes and screamed, "Oh my God, Mom, what the heck?" I apologized. It's probably a lot to the years before the sun is even up. She grabbed my phone off the holder and transitioned over to one of her Spotify playlists. She chose the list she titled Songs I Want Scratched Into My Brain, which are songs she just feels. Scar has gone through many names for this playlist. Once it was called Songs I Want Injected Into Me, but then she changed when she learned that it was somewhat of a drug reference. Then a time before that, the playlist was called Cloud Nine, which she also then changed because apparently that's also a drug reference. What the hell, people? Anyways, playlist is on and we drive. At some point, she must switch over to another playlist called School Bangers. These are songs she listens to at school, I suppose. They aren't bad. 10 minutes or so later, she gets out of the car to go to school. I drive away and leave the playlist on because I was driving and I didn't feel like messing with my phone. I wasn't paying attention to what was playing really until a few minutes later, I started hearing the word pussy being said over and over again. What? It just kept getting worse. Pussies on plates, pussies on faces. The pussy fairy is on her way over. Oh my God. How can we go from Taylor Swift's Invisible String to this? How is this a song my 13-year-old daughter likes to vibe out to while at school? What the fuck is she doing? When I got to a stopping point, I sent her a text screenshotting the song and asking her why the hell this song was on her playlist. Seconds later, she responds and asks, why? What does the song say? She must have then proceeded to look up the lyrics on her phone. Immediately, she texts me back in all caps to display her mortification, I guess, that the song was auto-added on there and she hadn't even listened to it yet. Well, thank the God for small miracles because this song was horrible and definitely inappropriate for her. For anyone, really. Dear God. Afterwards, I'm driving on. A much more mellow song is playing now with no genitals being mentioned. It was then that the irony of the morning hit me. Both of us were mentally scarred that morning by vaginas and dinnerware.